This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period. It's the lowest in 11 weeks. The country was seeing more than 1,000 virus deaths per day last month. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Health experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month, which is marked by huge gatherings of people in temples and shopping districts. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and 8 other cities, in step with restrictions across the continent. Elsewhere, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of COVID-19, and which global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. In China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, a hospital president and the director of the health commission in the northern Chinese city of Qingdao have been fired. This comes as a region of 9 million saw a spike of at least a dozen new cases. They account for China's first local transmissions in about 2 months. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to take the first steps toward approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. After the 2 days of questioning, the committee is scheduled to start considering the nomination Thursday morning. The meeting is a procedural formality and will be conducted ahead of a panel of law experts and advocates who will testify for and against Barrett's nomination. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings instead of face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night. Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Mr. Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. The U.S. Postal Service is agreeing to reverse service changes, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a lawsuit filed by the state of Montana, the U.S. Postal Service has agreed to reverse changes that slowed mail service nationwide and to prioritize election mail. The settlement, which came on the eve of a hearing in U.S. District Court in Great Falls, Montana, applies to all states. The Postal Service will reverse all changes ordered by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, including reduced retail hours, removal of collection boxes and mail sorting machines, and closure or consolidation of mail processing facilities. The reversal comes with Election Day less than 3 weeks away. I'm Mike Gracia.
The three Australian citizens of Chinese ethnicity who were asked to condemn the Chinese Communist Party as they appear before a government inquiry have criticized the incident as like McCarthyism. The Senate committee examined the problem facing it, and the three Chinese Australians had been invited to attend a hearing Wednesday. The Australian Security Intelligence Organization has told the inquiry that the communities are often victims of interference from foreign governments and threats had been made against individuals on the basis of their political opinions. Australia has a tense diplomatic relationship with China. Communities and the three Chinese Australians have been invited again. It's the largest trading partner, and there has been some intense domestic political debate and media coverage of allegations the Chinese government is involved in foreign interference. There are also concerns Chinese communities in Australia are experiencing racism as a byproduct. The United States has approved a lab-made antibody treatment against the Ebola virus developed by the biotech firm Regeneron after it was shown to significantly reduce the mortality rate in a clinical trial. The drug was developed using the same technology platform that the company used to produce its experimental therapy against COVID-19. Of the patients who received the treatment, nearly 34% died after 28 days. That's compared to 51% of the patients who received a control drug. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.